Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
The world-famous House of Blues on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. The world-famous House of Blues has gone out of business. The last show was yesterday, I believe, or maybe it was the day before yesterday. But anyway, it was on the news and it was in the press that the House of Blues on Sunset, the world-famous House of Blues, is closed. It's closed. Its doors forever. It is soon to be demolished, torn down. Because they're going to make way for some new condominiums or some type of building project that's going to happen that's going to make some land investors a lot of money. So the House of Blues is gone. There is no more House of Blues on Sunset. And the thing is, I read an article that was posted in the LA Weekly where the writer of such article is like, yeah, it's gone. Good riddance. Goodbye. So what? Happy that it's gone. And it struck me as kind of strange that someone, not that someone didn't like the House of Blues, because there's plenty of people that didn't like the House of Blues, that was one of them, but that someone from a prominent newspaper would take the time to say, it's gone, thank God it's gone, good riddance it's gone, and so be it, F off to the A, House of Blues. So when that happened, of course, reading the article, I thought, you know, it's kind of easy to write an article about something that sucked after that thing that sucked is gone. You know, that's like the famous, like, Wizard of Oz thing. Like, you know, when the ding-dong witch is dead, of course everybody can come and dance now on her grave, on her corpse. It's easy to dance on her corpse because she's gone. You know, and you can say, oh, hey, I never liked her either. You didn't either? Me neither. I never liked that bitch, right? But that's easy because she's dead. She's gone. Ding dong, witch is gone. I heard that a similar thing was done when the artist formerly and now currently known as Prince closed his Paisley Park facility, his Paisley Park recording studio. People said that he was a tyrant to work with and for. And so after he closed the studio, after he shut down the record label, I heard that there were celebrations of people like, ding dong, little witch is gone. I don't know, man. To me, it's the easiest thing to criticize after the fact. You know, to say after the fact, oh yeah, you know, I didn't like it either. You know, let me throw a rock, too, as part of a group rock-throwing experience, right? But where were those people during its heyday? Like, where were those people at when it was happening? See what I'm saying? They didn't say nothing when it was happening. But after it happened, these people come out of the woodwork. Sounds interesting. I'd love to know your thoughts. Maybe you got some examples of things that have happened in your own life where you can say, yeah, Bill Cosby got me too. No, I'm kidding. I'm not really. Okay, you can call the show. Our phone number is 646-595-4802. Or you can email it. You can email beonthebuzz yahoo.com. Coming up next, our guest, she's a fabulous actress and model. She's working all the time. She's been working ever since I met her years ago when I was a baby. So that's what's up. So she's going to be on the show.
Right, Jerry's Tuck Shop in Las Vegas has local in-stock inventory with styles, selections from basic to designers. We offer same-day service and incredible affordable rates and group discounts. Hotel delivery and pickup is also available. To place your order, you can do phone, fax, or website. You can contact 702-248-4777 or on the internet, www.jerrystuckshop.com. Want to promote your business stronger? Power up your services with an online commercial. Produced, edited, and marketed for you by Broadcast Nonstop. We are your specialist in online advertising, and the internet never closes. Call today, 818-334-3045.
Jennifer Durst is an actress and model who's working all the time. For a while there, she was going by Jen, so I don't know if she's Jen or Jennifer, because, you know, Jennifer is too many syllables. It takes so much work to say Jennifer. So just Jen is like, that's easy. Jen. Hey, Jen, can I get a cup of coffee?
Hi.
Hey, Jen. Jennifer,
Let's go by Jen. I always say that once you know me, it's Jen.
Oh, you got to know somebody.
Once you know me, it's Jen. But now everybody. It actually sounds weird. It sounds so weird when somebody says Jennifer to me. I feel like I'm in trouble.
It's a good bill collector nomer. You know, like if the phone rings and somebody's like, yes, we're trying to reach Jennifer Durst. Not here.
Exactly.
Anyway. Bye. Right. Exactly. So let me tell everybody a little bit of the backstory, because you and I actually have a backstory.
We do.
I met you some time ago. You answered an ad, and we shot some headshots. I don't know. Did we ever shoot the headshots? I don't remember.
We did shoot headshots, and I also shot, like, a magic thing with you, like a magic streak.
Right.
I was, like, the
magic thing.
Or something.
Oh, that was a weird one. Yeah, the magic thing, right. And so, you know, I've kind of followed your career for the trajectory of your career since then.
Well, thank
because
you.
You're always busy. You've always been doing stuff. And you keep
your name out there.
You keep work coming in. My first question, how do you do that? How are you able to be working when there's historically actors in Hollywood are not working? Actors in New York are not working. But Jen Durst is working all the time.
I actually, when I'm not getting stuff from, like, Hollywood, I'm doing my own stuff. So that's what keeps me working a lot. Just keep on going and don't give up and just keep doing what you want. That's why I'm always busy.
You're doing your own stuff, meaning, like, you're producing your own projects
to
start in?
Exactly.
Wow.
If I'm not getting something out there, I do my own thing. I produce my own little pilots or my own web series, and I act in them. I give opportunities for my friends to be in them.
Now, that sounds like a whole lot of work, though, like producing your own stuff. Like, is that just an idiot thing I just said, like, that's a lot of work? Man, it sounds like a lot of work creating a planet. God, how do you do that? Right? Yeah, work. Hello, bro. That's why I had to rest on the set of the thing. But
exactly.
But so you produce your own stuff, right?
Yes.
And what goes into that? You got to write it?
Right now I have a web series that I'm, like, concentrating on. It's like a skit web series based on females' perspectives of things. So it's, like, really cool, and it's funny, and some of it's a little, like, raunchy, and some is, like, really funny, and I have a partner, and we write them, or we get ideas from other girls, and, like, we put it into little sketches, and then we have a crew that's on board with us, and we shoot, like, every few weeks, and then we just keep putting them out there.
Wow. And so So now I want to talk about this, because so did you have to put this crew together yourself? Like, you did you handpick everybody?
We handpicked everybody, yes.
Wow. And how how big is the crew? Like I'm trying to visualize. Is this just like one camera guy and you, or is this like a camera guy and a cinematographer and makeup artist, and then you have like set designer? Like, how big is this crew?
Our first season, because we already finished our first season, was very small, because it was kind of like a test to see what we were going to go with it, if we could keep getting ideas. So it was one camera guy, a few lights, me and my partner, a sound person, and it was super simple. But now we're shooting season two, and we have like a crew of like maybe three or four guys with like a full-on like van of like lights, and it takes us like 2 hours set up. It's like,
wow.
So much, like, bigger now. So we're growing.
Wow. And this is shooting in Hollywood mostly, right?
Yes, mostly in Hollywood. We're actually shooting next week in Culver City, so we go to different apartments and locations to try to make it look different in each episode.
Wow. Really
cool.
And Hollywood, you can do that. You know, Hollywood is kind of like a Andy Rooney or Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland type of movie environment where you can just pull people together. Like, hey, we're going to make a movie. Well, I want to make a movie too. Well, why don't you bring my tacos,
Exactly, because people are mostly out here to do that, and if they love it, they're going to want to be a part of it. So it's cool to have like a team that backs you up, and like you could work together, and then hopefully in the future just keep working together. So and get work from each other.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Have you lived in Vegas, or have you been to Vegas for any work?
I haven't been there for work, but I've been there for fun.
Right. She's like, I do a kind of work that I call play. Yeah, I did that there.
That's called that. Yes, I have been. Yeah, I've been to Vegas a lot, but not for work.
Well, the Vegas entertainment community is very different from Los Angeles and New York in that people in New York and Los Angeles will get together and do things for their dream. People in Vegas will get together and do things for the money. And that's like the difference. It's like, wait a minute. People in Hollywood, man, they just will go gung-ho. Like, hey, we're going to do this. We're going to shoot a pilot. And then we're going to take it over to Paramount. We're going to get it sold. We're going to pitch this thing. And people in Vegas are like, hey, I'm going to go to Caesars. I'm going to put on my costume. I'm going to work for 8 hours, get some money, and I'm going home.
Yeah.
That's
it's
a different
true.
Motivation.
And that's another reason that drew me over here to Hollywood, was because of that. I felt like I'm in a pool of other people who have, like, dreams and want to keep going, and, like, you can find a good team and support system out here with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little easier to get people to do it.
Now, we're going to piss some people off, but I'm going to ask you this question. Is it better in Hollywood or better in New York?
Well, I love New York. New York is my hometown. It's always going to be my home. I'm, like, so proud to be from there. But I just felt like I wasn't focused in New York because I didn't have, like, a team of actors around me. I feel like it's better out here, and that's why I'm still here, because I have, like, commonalities with the people out here. And it's basically like they understand me more out here than in New York. I feel like New York is, like, a lot more theater. And I think more productions are going there now. But when I was there, it was just more, like, theater and, like, maybe print modeling that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't sing. So, like, it wasn't like I was going to make a Broadway star of myself. So I was just like, out here is more of, like, what I want, film and TV. And then when I moved out here, I, like, met people. I met you, like, which already, like, I think I met you, like, my first few months out here. Like, you were one of my first people that I met. And like, it's just like, it just brought me in that atmosphere of, like, this is what I want to do. And the people around me want to do it too. So it's, like, a little bit easier for me out here.
Mm-hmm. No, I get it. I can see that. And so being an actor, I mean, you want to be in a community of actors, just like musicians want to hang out with musicians, dancers want to hang out with dancers. So you found this community of actors that work on your show. Now, what's your show about? Like, is this something that I could get into? Like, I'm square. I'm not real hip. I'm not real edgy. Like, what's up with the show? Is it going to appeal to my demographic?
I think it might. I think we're trying to appeal to a bunch. It's called The Vagina Diaries. So it's on YouTube. So if anybody wants to look it up, but we ran our first season. It's basically just things that girls go through that maybe sometimes guys don't know that they go through. And it's like, so I feel like we want to appeal to the females where people could sit there and be like, oh my God, that happened to me. Oh my God, I'm not the only woman that feels that way. Oh my God, this happened. Like, and then the girls could kind of laugh at it. And then the guys, we're hoping that, like, maybe some of them understand it, but I'm hoping to hear from guys, which we do hear from them all the time. Like, it's so funny that they're like, oh my God, I didn't know she felt that way, or I didn't know she did that in that situation, or I didn't know. So it's kind of like we're, like, blowing up the female spots right now. We're sending our secrets out.
I will say, first off, oh my God, yes, you could definitely do an entire season on stuff that girls are into that guys have no idea that girls are into. That's a genius right there.
Yeah.
That alone makes it a hit show. That's brilliant.
Exactly.
I love the name. So the Vagina Diaries, that's very cute.
It took a while to get that name too. We didn't know what we wanted. We wanted to be like a little risque, like, but at the same time be like not too much overboard. So like our episodes show that. It's just basically like a lot of voiceovers of girls, like, in certain situations. So we have, like, a bunch of – we always use a different guy actor. We never, like, we're guys. So we always have, like, a different guy actor. And then it's, like, me and my partner, Josephine, we're in a lot of them. And then once in a while, we get a few other of our female friends in it to just, like, a scene in a certain situation of what we go through. And it's, like, a lot of voiceovers. Like, there'll be, like, a scene with a guy and a girl, and, like, he's saying something to her, and we'll have the voiceover of the girl, like, completely saying exactly how she feels, but not kind of showing it. So.
Wow.
It's good now information.
Let me ask you, okay, so you produce the show, The Vagina Diaries, and you are a female actor, so I presume you have a vagina. Do you feel like you're, like, a feminist? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you speaking for women through this show?
Yeah, we are. It's not like we're like, oh, Pat, like, we are, like, we're feminists, of course. We're females, and we, like, want so much stuff for women. And I think we're speaking more as, like, it's two women that are producing their own show that are being, like, risque and, like, getting themselves out there and just kind of, like, not caring. So it's, like, more of, like, yeah, we got the power. We're the women. But the actual skits and stuff don't, like, always show that. It's just kind of, like, showing, like, what we go through. So I feel like it's a little bit of both. But I feel like that comes more from the fact that we're two women that put this together, and it's about us, and it's our show, and that's it. Like, we're doing this. So.
Now, Jen, do you stray away from certain content that you feel like, you know what, that's been covered, or that paints women in a bad light, or, you know, women wouldn't like us to touch on that necessarily? Do you stray away from things purposefully, or is everything open fair game?
I feel like everything right now is open fair game, but there are conversations about certain things. Like, there'll be that we have meetings, and we'll sit and we'll be like, maybe that's too much, or maybe this is, or maybe we could change it to make it a little bit more this way so the point gets across, but we're not showing too much. Like, everything's fairly game, like, just throw it out there. I think that was the point of it. Like, we're very into the whole, like, Amy Schumer style now, where she just, like, doesn't care, and she's funny and comedic, and we just kind of like being risky. So we're risking a lot. But at the same time, we do have meetings where we're just like, maybe we shouldn't do this or something like that. But it's kind of rare. We're kind of just throwing it all out there. We forget that that's like something that's like different.
When there's something to be said for just being real, then you don't have to worry about what you said or how you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You're just being yourself. So either you like
it
or
you're not. I
think that's
the big... That's the big word, real. Like, I didn't even think that's the word, real. Like, we're just trying to be real. We're real women. And, like, you know, when you get older with experience and, like, dating or, like, having a boyfriend or anything like that, it's just, like, so much different. Like, it's a lot more different when you, like, experience it. So it's, like, we want, like, a little part of it is, like, it's funny, but a little part of it is also, like, we all go through this, ladies. So it's, like, you might, like, relate to it. I mean, maybe you didn't in certain episodes, but, like, in the big picture, it's like we went through this. So a lot of females, like, you'll see, like, on the YouTube page, like, oh my God, that did happen to me, this is hilarious. Or like guys would be like, oh my God, I hope this is not real. Like, so it's pretty funny,
right?
Like, the comments we get on our YouTube pages.
Now, the guys that work on your crew, have they been kind of enlightened by working with you guys?
Yes,
with you ladies?
Our first DP, we have a new DP this season, but our first DP, it was like I said, the first way we were shooting was like one camera, and now we have two cameras and we're going all out. But the first season, I remember like him going at work and telling his friends, like we were popular in his friend base just because he would tell his friends like, these girls, like they just like, I didn't know that they felt this way. Like he was so enlightened by it. And our second crew now is like just constantly laughing on set. Like they can't even keep a straight face. They're like, are you serious? So it's pretty fun. It's still fun.
Now, let me ask you, why do you think that, and think about it, you know, before you answer, take a minute and like mull it over before you answer it, all right?
Okay.
Why do you think that guys know so little about girls? I mean, we've been here for millions of years together.
That's
why
true.
Do you think there still is a kind of a disconnect where it comes to men and women and seeing things the same way?
I think maybe it's because I think part of it's too, like we're doing voiceovers in our sketches and stuff like that. So it could be like what's going on in our head, but what's actually being like presented to the guys. So I feel like a lot of times, like unless you're really comfortable with somebody, I feel like girls kind of like hide it. Like they want to put on this persona that like, oh, I'm fine in this situation, but I'm really not. Or like I'm embarrassed in this situation, but I'm going to play it off. So maybe it's because we kind of hide it sometimes. Like not every girl's an open book.
Mm.
So I think that's one big thing. But I also think sometimes guys don't think and they don't have this with us. And I've had to learn that the hard way many times.
Now, see, you know, that's interesting because, I was going to say the exact opposite. I thought that the guys are more hiding, you know, because when you're a boy, you know, and you fall down, you hurt yourself, people first off, don't cry, you're a boy, you know, get it
yeah,
together.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right? So we kind of, as guys, we don't get to show a wide range of emotions usually like the girls do. So that's interesting that you say that. I just, you know, I'm going to take that and put it in the mental file.
Yes. Well, maybe it's both. Because maybe that's why we can't understand each other because we're both like hiding stuff.
Yeah.
We're both. Somebody needs to make the penis diaries now so we can understand men.
Yeah, that's what we need. That's exactly what we need. We need more.
We're
going to
make this happen.
So I'm sure people would be curious that are actresses, right? Yeah. Has doing this web series helped your personal acting career?
It does. It actually brought me on a level. Like, if you guys watch it, you'll see. Like, some are just, like, simple, but some are, like, really risque. Like, I know I keep saying that, but it's, like, that's something I've never done before. So, like, for me to actually put myself in spots like that and do things that I've never done, it's made me, like, more open in my career now, and it's made me more comfortable. It's like I like knocked down these walls that I had that I was like, oh, I'm not going to portray myself. Like I would always want to portray myself. Oh, I'm the pretty girl. I'm this, I'm that. And now it's like after doing this, it's like, no, like I'm more real. Like I'm the real actress now. Like if you want to put a picture of me like looking horrible from a screenshot, go for it. Like I'm going to let it happen now. So I feel like I'm just more real and comfortable with myself after doing this web series.
Oh, interesting. So you would say, you've experienced some personal growth, actually.
I did. I totally did. And it was more of a risk for me because it's like I'm not like getting casted in it from someone else and I'm doing somebody else's work. I'm actually like risk taking on my own work and putting myself in a position where I'm not like the pretty girl all the time. So it really was personal growth for me. Mm-hmm.
Have you had that experience yet where you've walked into some place and they go, oh, hey, I watch your show. I recognize you from your show.
I've had it through, like, friends so far. I mean, it's still a little bit new, so I'm hoping I could get that soon. But mm-hmm. I've had it through friends where I've seen somebody and they're like, oh, my God, I saw you the Vagina Diaries and that episode when you did this and this and this. That was so funny. And I'll be like, kind of like, who are you? And then they'll be like, oh, I'm like Josh's friend or something like that. So it's like it's getting there. It's not like completely like just they saw me. But I think it's still really cool when I hear that because it's like, OK, so Josh is spreading the word and like now they're watching it. Or, like, I went to a restaurant once, and one of our friends was a bartender, and he, like, confronted my friend, and he was like, I saw you in the Vagina Diaries, and she kept saying, I wasn't in it. She just kind of looked like me, But the fact that he was watching it and he like knew her episode or what he thought was her episode was like pretty cool to hear. So like people are watching, so it makes us feel like, okay, we're getting there.
Right. And well, let's get you there a little bit. So what, where do we find the show? What time does it air a certain time, or a new episode airs every Friday, or like what's the deal? How do we get behind the show?
Awesome. We're going to, we're season one is already on YouTube. It's, youtube.com/C/The Vagina Diaries. So that's how you would see that on YouTube, or you could just search The Vagina Diaries and subscribe to us so you'll get like a notification when we put a new episode up. So right now we have 10 episodes up, so you can watch it anytime, as much as you want. Feel free to comment, anything like that, that all helps. And we're shooting season two now, and I'm feeling like maybe in the next 2 weeks we'll shoot out the first episode of season two. And right now we're planning on shooting out an episode every Monday, but that's like tentative right now. It might be like every Wednesday, but right now we're tentatively thinking every Monday.
Now you encourage people to correspond. Now, is this one of those things, like if they really correspond, you're really going to read those emails and you might, I mean, what if somebody sends a suggestion? They're like, hey, play a cowboy next episode. Like, will you go that far?
We would love that. We would love that. We love that. Like, we want that. Like, we're encouraging people to like respond on our YouTube page, like our Facebook page, like say stuff to us and get new ideas. Like, we have like tons of ideas as females. We go through this all the time, but we would love to get suggestions. And if it worked, we would totally do it. And we'll totally like pay attention to people's responses and stuff, especially now, like it's a new web series. So we love hearing from people. That would be awesome, actually.
Nice. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Jen, give us your contact information. How do we reach you? We know how to check out the show, but if we specifically want to reach you, maybe there's some casting directors who are listening to this right now. What do we need to go? What do we need to do?
I have a website. It's Jen, JenDurst.com. So it's JenDurst.com. And there's actually a contact info at the last page, I think, on the website. So if you needed to contact me, I get that straight to my email if you needed to contact me. So there's a link there. So you could put your info. You could write to me. It comes straight to me on my website, JenDurst.com.
And what else is on the horizon besides the show, which is fabulous already? But what else? Have you got a movie coming out? Are you in a play or anything around Los Angeles?
I am not in a play. I don't have a movie coming out right now. I was a hand double in a horror film coming out this, like, in 2 months. And it's, like, it's really fun. I was just a hand double in it, but it was, like, such a cool project called The Occupants. It's going to come out, like, I believe either September or October. And that's, like, the thing that I have coming out now. And then I've been in a bunch of sketches that are going to be online soon as well. And that's basically it. So I've been, like, so concentrated on The Vagina Diaries, but I'm pushing myself out there now and starting to audition again for other projects, maybe producing and writing my own film with my friend Elizabeth. We were thinking about it. So we already started it, but.
Nice. Well, needless to say, I'm always looking forward to stuff you're doing. You've been moving, and that's good. That's what you have to do. So it's Jennifer Durst. And you guys check her out. Check out her show. I'm going to check out an episode and do a review tomorrow on the morning show.
Oh, yeah, awesome. That would be awesome.
Look out for that.
I will. And I'll tell everybody.
Jen.
Look out for my review.
I know. I'm going to do it. Jen, thanks for being on the show. I hope you come back and be a guest again on a regular basis.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
How are you feeling? Yeah, you tired? What,